This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. The Rotary Club of Vero Beach is waging a war on plastic. To find out more, we track down
Mike Kanuka, and I'm the president of the Rotary Club of Vero Beach.
Kanuka explains the moment they knew it was time to go to battle.
That was last year. We had completed our third year of a major fundraiser at Riverside Park. What we were disappointed with was how the environment was treated. And because of the fact that there was so much plastic, we thought we could do a better job.
So when Kanuka became president last July, he sent the membership a survey.
And we said, what would you like to do? Well, of course, the membership came back and said, we'd like to do everything. But what we would really like to focus on is the environment. So then enter Dan Compass, who joins our group.
I'm Dan Compass, co-chair of the engagement committee for the Rotary Club of Vero Beach.
Compass then recruited Chris Ellis, a manager at Publix, into the club.
And Chris and the alignment with Dan and our focus was so perfect, the discussion started.
The result is a county-wide plastic bags recycling collaboration project with Rotary Club of Vero Beach, Publix, and the Indian River County School District. Receptacles for plastic bags are now in each school, and Publix recycles the bags. Here's Compass.
This project has now been in place for about 45 days. The Rotary Club paid for the receptacles.
The Indian River County School District installed them and trained the staff, and now they're available for students to deposit plastic bags instead of in the trash. Once the receptacles are full of plastic bags,
Someone from the school will take them to their nearest Publix store. And then Publix has a program where they recycle all of the plastic bags.
And then they don't end up in the whale stomachs. We're seeing this.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a major effort, I think, that we need to really look at from a worldwide perspective. The environment is something that's very precious to all of us.
So our hope is that the kids, as they are educated with this program, and maybe they're even incentivized by the teachers to really embrace this, that we're going to have these kids tell everybody what they're doing at the school.
Compass is taking the battle further now to include commercial-only plastic wrap, not the kind you have in the kitchen pantry. They have just started a pilot program in collaboration with the Indian River County Solid Waste Disposal District.
Our project is film recycling, which is shrink wrap recycling.
Walking Tree Brewery, Coastal Van Lines, and the Indian River County School District
are collecting film, and they're going to take those bags of film to the convenience centers here in the county, and then they're going to bundle all of that film, and then they sell it to organizations that make plastic tables, plastic furniture.
And I don't think a lot of people realize how much plastic is used, because when you order an appliance, let's just say, it's covered with plastic around and around and around for protection.
And what happens to it?
It's going into the landfill. And that's completely unacceptable.
Next, they plan to explore other industries, including the marine industry, where the opportunity will be to recycle plastic wrap used on new boats.
This could be huge in terms of going to commercial organizations that get pallets of product in, where those pallets are shrink-wrapped, and that film has gone to the landfill. So if we can collaborate with the county and these different organizations to provide receptacles, the efforts we're making, it's a start. And hopefully we are making a difference.
Learn more by following the links at this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.